here's a story from The World.
2020 was the deadliest year on record for transgender people in the United States. Now, just a few weeks into the new year, the LGBTQ community in Puerto Rico is grieving. Earlier this month, Samuel Edmund Damian Valentin, a young transgender man, was found dead in the middle of a highway about 15 miles south of San Juan. Police are investigating Valentin's death as a homicide, but local advocates are urging authorities to consider his death a hate crime. Valentin is the seventh known transgender person to meet a violent death in Puerto Rico since last February. The World's Bianca Hillier reports.
When Pedro Julio Serrano heard about Valentin's death, the news hit home.
Every time that one of us is killed, it's like they're taking away a part of me, a part of us, you know? You sometimes think, is it going to be me next?
Serrano is an openly gay, native Puerto Rican. In 2003, he founded Puerto Rico Para Todos, an LGBTQ advocacy group and media watchdog on the island. Anti-trans violence there steadily dwindled for years, he said. But in the past 2 years, there's been a surge.
Penelope Diaz Ramirez, 31 años.
Trans activist Joanna Cifredo read the victims' names at a demonstration last fall.
Yampi Mendez Arrocho, 19 años.
In Puerto Rico, seven transgender people have been killed over the past 12 months, including Alexa Negron Luciano, a transgender woman who was reportedly targeted after using the women's restroom at a restaurant. Her attackers followed her in a car, filmed themselves firing shots at her, and posted the video online. No arrests have been made, but Alexa's name has traveled far. International superstar and Puerto Rican native Bad Bunny brought awareness to Alexa's murder while performing on The Tonight Show starring Jimmy Fallon. The singer wore a black skirt and a white t-shirt, which read, "They killed Alexa, not a man in a skirt," in Spanish. But even that level of attention didn't change realities on the island. A few months later, two trans women named Leila Palas Sanchez and Serena Velasquez were found burned to death inside a car in Humacao.
No, eso fue un dolor muy grande para mí, demasiado. Ella no se merecía eso.
Serena's mother, Betsy Ramos, told the Americano the pain of losing her daughter was unbearable. Still, she's grateful, as Leila and Serena's murders were given the rare treatment of being investigated by the FBI as hate crimes. Two men were ultimately charged with their murders under the federal hate crimes law and could face up to life in prison or the death penalty if convicted.
Esto es algo para mí histórico. Y así mismo espero que se haga justicia con los demás.
Ramos said, "For me, this is a historic moment," and she hoped justice would be served for all. So far, that hasn't been the case. Now, the advocacy group Puerto Rico Para Todos has declared a state of emergency for gender violence and hate crimes. Here's founder Pedro Julio Serrano again.
It's a crisis. It's an emergency when you have so many people being killed based on gender violence and hate crimes because of their sexual orientation and gender identity. We have a problem that needs to be addressed.
Serrano says the main problem is not the lack of legal protections for transgender people in Puerto Rico. In fact,
there are protocols in place in Puerto Rico for trans victims to be identified by their gender identity and their gender expression.
The laws are there. The implementation is not. Serrano says all seven transgender victims from the past year have been misgendered in police reports.
They say it was a man dressed as a woman. And it's not a man dressed as a woman. It was a woman. And they do it because they can and because they can get away with it. To continue to misgender people is a transphobic attack. And it's violence.
Some activists and members of the LGBTQ community are looking to a new wave of elected officials for hope. In Puerto Rico, four openly gay candidates won their races in November. And in Washington, President Joe Biden's election provides reassurance to Serrano.
In his victory speech, he mentioned trans people.
Gay, straight, transgender, white, Latino, Asian, Native American.
He has put forth a series of proposals to advance trans rights.
And this week, President Biden nominated Dr. Rachel Levine to be his Assistant Secretary of Health. The pediatrician would be the first openly transgender federal official to be confirmed by the U.S. Senate. But on Inauguration Day, the Biden administration failed to reverse the ban on transgender people serving in the military, which candidate Biden previously promised to do on day one.
So we're hopeful. And if he doesn't do it on his own accord, then we're going to push very hard.
Stateside LGBTQ organizations will be pushing, too. GLAAD has announced their alliance with Puerto Rico Para Todos to help hold authorities, media, and politicians accountable for stopping anti-trans violence on the island. For The World, I'm Bianca Hillier.